You know, sometimes there's a feeling that can be likened to being backed into a corner, where the obstacles may lay ahead, behind, and to the side. For if we likened this to those days that are spent within the childhood, we can turn that adventures in the playground. Climbing those steps to the top of the slide. Sitting on a swing. And it's those gradual but even motions that allow momentum to be built. But matters like these do not occur when one clicks their fingers, when one issues demands or ultimatums. They are a gradual process, and if the effort is placed in, then the rewards can be taken out. We're not of the breed of soothsayer. We cannot dictate back or inform of the correct direction for you to follow. We cannot predict tomorrow when yesterday is still to be completed. If we take the analogy of a balloon, balloons require air, they require gases, they require complex chemicals to make the flight a reality. And if you do not have one of the necessary ingredients, you might say, and then the balloon will simply not take flight. And even if the mix is correct, you cannot guarantee that the results are what you require. For those elements external to the balloon affect the direction, the speed, the height. For if we have the patience and the understanding, we can attach that to the intention that already exists. And then in time, and yes, we use that word time, you will find the direction is not of importance, but the sensation, the ability, and the compassion that links the three will suffice. For if we have the tools, if we have the spark, the ignition, then we will have the flight. There's a lot of movement in the room, isn't there?
A lot of movement from the flat next door.
But now I can hear rustling from Alison's side. I can still hear it. Is it you, Alison?
No, I'm moving.
If your blouse was moving or something.
No.